In my experience here is the first time attendee to this particular conference is that there has been some kind of a bond. You can't identify who is coming from which party. And we are led by Honorable Mtshwanga, who is the chair. I deputize there. I come from MDCT. Then behind my Mtshwanga, there is Honorable Nyampinga, Honorable Mawoka, and Honorable Mangwende. And on the MDCN side, we have Honorable Twalakale Khumalo Mahlangu. And that's the team that is representing Zimbabwe. We also have got the minister and the commission who are here on behalf of the government of Zimbabwe. And there has been teamwork in terms of attacking issues, attending sessions, delegating each other so that we would get as much coverage of Zimbabwe in every other aspect in terms of the commissions that are running.
So what is your takeaway? What do you think you have learned from this conference that is going to empower women of Zimbabwe, especially those in Mofakos, the way you represent?
I learned that, marvelous, water is key. It is a human right. Water has been a problem in Zimbabwe, and we have had the problem in terms of drought where the rain pattern has actually changed, which means the wells are drying, even the taps are drying. Those who had boreholes sunk, sometimes they are dry. I have learned that we need to accelerate actually the digging of wells and the provision of water, including my constituents, because women are the worst sufferers when it comes to fetching water, to non-availability of water, because water is life.
When does the conference conclude, and what would you like to see come out of it?
The conference comes to an end on Friday. My takeaway is that you need to empower women in terms of access to employment, access to economic development. There is a lot of work that needs to be done, and also the alignment of laws to the constitution, especially the laws that deal with women and the laws that deal with children's rights.